It is 7B Breakfast with all thanks to the team at Young's Veggie Shed on the Bass Highway in Camdale. Hey, footy season isn't far away, and I thought we'd have a bit of a chat with Phil McCulloch, who's head coach of Northwest Umpires Association. Good morning to you, Phil. Thanks for your time.
G'day, Lee. No worries at all.
Now, we can't get the season fired off without our umpires. They're very, very important ingredient. So the games can commence, and we've seemed to have this problem in the last year or two, and going forward I think we might have it again as far as seeking field boundary and goal umpires 2022 season.
Yeah, we seem to have this conversation every year prior to the footy season kicking off. At the moment we're tracking quite well for field umpires, but we could definitely use an influx of boundary and goal umpires on the northwest coast, that's for sure.
So what are we going to do if we think, yes, look, I'm a former player and I want to keep involved with the game? Because that's important, isn't it? You can keep involved in the game of AFL football and earn a couple of bucks at the same time and make sure that you do your bit to keep the games going forward.
It's pretty easy to stay involved and be involved with umpiring as well. So we've got a few people that actually are still involved in clubland, but that do help us out with umpiring some games. So, you know, if you don't want to jump with both feet into umpiring as your total job, I suppose, of a weekend, you still want to help out around the footy club, we can definitely find a spot and provide the training for someone to come in and learn how to umpire, get some good tuition, and then you know, still be able to help out where needed at the footy club. We've really removed those barriers.
Three things, Phil: exercise, socialise, and give something back to grassroots football. That's local football. It's a win-win scenario.
It is. The pay is actually tax-free, which, you know, that's good for some people. They'd like to earn a few extra dollars. And we like to say, especially to the kids out there coming in looking at boundary umpiring, you could probably earn enough in your first season to be able to buy a new iPhone or maybe a decent deposit on a car. We've actually got, just like a footy club, a great group environment that's really family-friendly, and we find we have quite a few dad and son or dad and daughter or mum and child arrangements where, you know, the whole family gets involved, which is great, which, you know, there's not a lot of things these days where you can sort of be on the same field as your children.
You hear that from a lot. You don't miss doing the pre-seasons, but you miss the people. You miss the social aspect of it all. A good way of being proactive, as we alluded to there, Phil, but also doing your bits and making sure the games go ahead.
Yep, very true. The game is growing, obviously, with the growth of the game requires growth in umpiring numbers and, you know, finding ways to be involved as well with social groups and things are never more prevalent after the last few years of people being in lockdown and the like. So we'd definitely encourage people to come along.
Why there's been, you know, lack of numbers when it comes to umpiring. And I mean, let's face it, it's not just umpiring. It's also players as far as participation rate in football as well. Is it because our lifestyles have changed? What is the key reason in your eyes?
I think certainly from an umpiring perspective, I've noticed, like I've been involved for over 30 years now, and you know, with people working more of a weekend, but also the demands on people that are actually in that footy club environment, or the you know, they're coming up towards maybe what would be retirement age, they'd come across an umpire at age say 35,
yeah.
Whereas you know, like you say, there's a shortage of volunteers around the place, so we see that, you know, clubs want to hold on to people to be able to volunteer and do things around the club, or maybe, you know, have a run around in the reserves. Those people aren't necessarily coming across to umpiring. So you know, it's a vicious circle, but it doesn't matter what sport you look at or any other vocation. That's just being able to get enough volunteers to make the world go round is a real struggle.
Yeah, and they are the backbone of our community, aren't they? The volunteers, they really do help out. And when they're not there, you notice the big difference. So we're encouraging you, if you're contemplating, maybe you've been in the game as a player and you think, my career is over, it's time to bring something back into the game of AFL. As an umpire, you can get in contact with the Northwest Umpires Association because they're currently seeking field boundary and goal umpires for the 2022 season. And it's not just for local level, Phil. We're hearing Gil McLaughlin, the head honcho of the AFL, over the last couple of weeks come out and say there's issues, of course, with football right around the country.
Oh, that's right there. I think he quoted that there were 6,000 umpires short across the country. No, it's not quite that dire for us here, but it's only a season-by-season type of proposition. And if we don't keep getting new people coming in, that, you know, we'll be back here in March next year sort of making the same noises about needing to find more people. So, you know, if we can top up now and then people get involved and enjoy it, maybe next year we don't need to have a conversation about come and help. It'll be more about, you know, just come and get involved.
Signal your intention by logging on to the Facebook page for Northwest Umpires Association.
Yeah, that, or going to Umpire AFL. Just type that into your Google browser and you'll certainly find a way to get in contact.
All the best for the upcoming season. Let's hope we get an influx of people that signal their intentions and becoming an umpire for the upcoming season. So may the games go ahead. Thanks for your time this morning, Phil McCulloch.
Thanks, Lee. Appreciate it.